From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Flags are lowered and security is heightened at U.S. installations around the world in response to yesterday's anti-American unrest in Egypt and Libya. A violent protest against an obscure anti-Islamic film in the U.S. erupted first at the U.S. Embassy in Cairo, then hours later at the U.S. consulate in Libya, where four Americans, including Ambassador Chris Stevens, were killed in Benghazi. Today, President Obama sought to remind Americans that the attacks were the work of a few, not Libya's government or the Libyan people as a whole.
This attack will not break the bonds between the United States and Libya. Libyan security personnel fought back against the attackers alongside Americans. Libyans helped some of our diplomats find safety, and they carried Ambassador Stevens's body to the hospital, where we tragically learned that he had died.
Before the president spoke, his election year rival Mitt Romney lobbed verbal attacks at the incumbent for his handling of the unrest. He accused the administration of apologizing for American values when it responded to the anti-American violence. But on Capitol Hill, few Republicans followed Romney's lead, as NPR's David Welner explains.
A few Republicans at the Capitol did repeat Mitt Romney's charges that the Obama administration had apologized to the perpetrators of the attacks on the U.S. Embassy in Cairo and the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya. But most GOP lawmakers refrained from any criticism. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell spoke on the Senate floor.
We honor the Americans we lost in Libya, and we will stand united in our response. Among the things we can agree on in Washington is that the attacks on the U.S. and its representatives will be met with resolve.
New Jersey Democratic Senator Frank Lautenberg said Mitt Romney had offered a, quote, atrocious political response to the violence that claimed the American diplomats' lives. David Wellen, NPR News, the Capitol.
Meanwhile, tributes are pouring in today for Ambassador Chris Stevens. He was the first U.S. ambassador to be killed while on duty in more than 30 years. NPR's Craig Windham says a 52-year-old was a career U.S. diplomat.
Stevens grew up in California and went to college at UC Berkeley. In a video introducing him as ambassador to Libya, he said he did not know much about the Middle East until he became a Peace Corps volunteer in 1983.
I worked as an English teacher in a town in the High Atlas Mountains in Morocco for 2 years and quickly grew to love this part of the world. Since joining the Foreign Service, I've spent almost my entire career in the Middle East and North Africa.
Stevens spoke Arabic and French, and he served in an array of Foreign Service jobs in Israel, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and Syria. His nomination to be ambassador to Libya came early this year. Those who knew Stevens say he was intelligent, easygoing, and friendly. He is survived by a wife and two children. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR. A billion people live downstream from the glaciers in the Himalayas, and that's a concern because some of those glaciers are melting. NPR's Richard Harris reports on a new study that looks at how climate change affects this critical water resource.
Some glaciers in the Himalayas are gradually melting as the climate changes. Others appear to be holding steady or even growing. Since that glacial runoff flows into some of the most important rivers in the world, people have been worried about what that means for the billion people who live downstream. A report from the National Academy of Sciences concludes that the fate of the glaciers is just one facet of this issue. Of more immediate concern, people are drawing too much water from wells in some areas. Also, shifting monsoon rains could have a much more dramatic effect than gradually diminishing glaciers. Another real concern is the risk that nations and users may fight over scarce water resources. So the Academy says this is not simply a matter of melting glaciers. Richard Harris, NPR News.
Federal health officials say this could be the worst year yet for West Nile virus. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says that to date there have been more than 1,400 serious illnesses linked to West Nile. They include 118 deaths nationwide. They say the cases are expected to grow through October. An Iowa egg farms manager linked to the 2010 salmonella outbreak has pleaded guilty to trying to bribe a USDA inspector to allow the sale of unapproved eggs. U.S. Attorney Stephanie Rose said the manager, Tony Wassman, agreed to the plea in a Cedar Rapids federal courtroom today. Before the close, the Dow was up 10 points at 13,333. This is NPR.